and eventual reinvention. Consider the experience of Silicon Valley companies, Apple, Google, and Meta, the lead ponies for tech companies, and a model of sorts for companies elsewhere. Google, in particular, became the top choice of college graduates as a place to work around the world, even in countries where it has no operations. It wasn't just a company, it was considered for many a dream job. What most of us knew best about Google was its remarkable office environment, its vibrant campus life, and the perks of being there, from fabulous food and snacks to massages, yoga classes, video games, stations for taking naps, and more. The fact that Google had such terrific offices had a purpose: to keep employees there, something that other companies copied. The goal wasn't longer hours per se. They wanted you to spend that time in the office rather than work from home, and the justification was that interactions with each other sparked new ideas and innovations that were incredibly valuable to the company. Other companies followed the same pattern. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic, which brought state and local government requirements to shut down offices and the global experiment in trying to do office work from home. By the time restrictions were lifted, the social media company then known as Twitter announced that its employees did not have to return to the office. By 2021, virtually every other major tech company had announced the same policy. Not only could you work from home, but the companies no longer cared where your home was. The subsidies some of them paid so that you could afford to live near the office and therefore spend more time there were gone. Yet, in May 2021, Google announced a slightly more modest plan where 20% of employees could work from home permanently and another 20% could work remotely if they were close to a series of Google locations around the world. The remaining 60% could work someplace other than their office 2 days a week, and for 4 weeks out of the year, not counting vacations, they could work anywhere in the world. This was a profound break from not just their view that keeping employees together as much as possible was crucial to company success, but also the general corporate idea of a 9-to-5 work life. There was a collective intake of breath. We really can work anywhere? Followed by a flood of stories about how well the new arrangement was working. Those who were less informed about actual office work thought the appeal of remote work was mainly to cut commuting time, which, as we will see later, did not cut actual driving by much. The real advantages seemed to come from elsewhere, mainly employees' control over their time and their being able to relax without being watched by bosses and peers. It wasn't that long after these announcements, though, that we started to see a subtle walking back of some of those work-anywhere promises, beginning in Silicon Valley with the new practice of cutting your pay if you moved to what employers guessed was the market wage in your new location, always less than Silicon Valley. In 2021, employers began to set rules around remote work, specifying that you were expected to be back in the office at least a few days per week. That's where the ubiquitous hybrid work term came from. A year later, those rules tightened, and enforcing them became more serious. By 2023, we started to hear stories about employers requiring employees to return to the office. Google toughened its policy, mandating 3 days in the office, keeping track of attendance, and telling employees that not being in the office would affect their performance appraisals. Additionally, employees who had already received approval for remote work would now have that status reevaluated. Any fully remote job required permission from senior management. Our offices are where you'll be most connected to Google's community, highlighted Google's chief people officer in an internal memo to encourage staff to come into the office. In 2024, large companies in tech on the West Coast and finance on the East Coast, where remote work was concentrated, tightened their policies further. And some of them basically pulled the plug on the